विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे चारिणे निर्विशेष श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य सदादर श्रीवासादे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नित्याय गौरंग जय नित्य నేతాయ గౌరంగ, నేతాయ గౌరంగ, జయ నేతాయ గౌరంగ, నేతాయ గౌరంగ, జయ హరి బోల్, హరి బోల్, హరి బోల్ నేతాయ గౌర, హరి బోల్, హరి బోల్, పావన హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి గ్రేసేసి భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ బృందకి ఓం. అజ్ఞాన తిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ చక్షుః ఉన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. నమావోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ. వెరీ హ్యాపీ టు ఫర్ ద ఫస్ట్ టైం get an opportunity to associate with all the wonderful Vaishnavas of ISKCON Atlanta. His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu and His Grace Amarendra Prabhu are devotees whom I have been introduced to there. Also His Grace Vedasar Prabhu came for the GBC college, so I got an opportunity to associate with him. And Vedasar Prabhu showed me many of the youth outreach photos and activities of ISKCON Atlanta. It was thrilling to watch. I was actually scheduled to visit all of you to serve you during my US visit, but I couldn't make it to US this time because of the pandemic. But another occasion when I come when I get to come to US, we'll get to see all of you personally. And today you all are celebrating in US Srila Prabhupada's appearance day. Very, very glorious, historical, very remarkable day in the year. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the devotees, the pure devotees of the Lord are glorified so much. The pure devotees of the Lord are not only as important as the Supreme Lord, sometimes even more important for us, because the Lord recognizes our service. When we connect to the pure devotees in Guru Parampara like this, and through them we offer our services to Lord. Therefore, the appearance of such exalted Vaishnavas in this world is something of very great importance. Because the whole world is submerged in darkness about the Lord's nature, the revelations and the truths about Lord Krishna. Very few people know about Krishna, and when acharyas like Srila Prabhupada come, they make it very easy, even for the common man, to be able to appreciate the understanding of the absolute truth in a very lucid manner. So we are all very fortunate to be at a time scale in this universe when Srila Prabhupada appeared just a few decades ago, and then created a great revolution, which is being glorified by even the demigods high in the heaven. Ebe Yash Gushaktri Bhuvana. Prabhupada's yash or the fame is being discussed by Lord Shiva and Brahma and Indra and such great personalities in the heaven. And they all are admiring what the Swamiji has done. Going from the east to west in a Jaladuta with a couple of heart attacks in such a short span of time of just 12 years. He did a miracle beyond compare, which is humanly impossible. So they all are amazed by Prabhupada's revolution. The Srimad Bhagavatam itself, you will find in the 5th canto, the demigods from the heaven high up are watching down to the earth. And they are saying, Na yatra vaikuntha katha sudha paga Na sadavo bhagavatastadashrayah Na yatra yagnesha makhamahotsava Surendra lokopi na vaisa sevyatam Kim dushkarair na kratu vistapovratair Dhanadibirvadyujayena falgunam Na yatra narayana pada pankaja Smriti pramushta atishayendriyotsavat. Two verses I told you just now. There are some more verses. But what did the demigod say in the 5th canto? In their prayers they are saying, even if you are living in the heaven where Indra is personally present, Surendra lokopi na vaisa sevyatam, we are not at all happy being in heaven, they are saying. Why so? They are saying, Na yatra vaikunta katha sudhapaga. There is no Krishna katha continuously flowing like streams of honey. There, they are saying. Na sadhavo bhagavatastadashraya. There are no bhagavatas or shuddha bhaktas, pure devotees, who are narrating the Lord's pastimes there. taking shelter of the Navavidha bhakti, ninefold path of devotional service and such activities. And in Indraloka, there is no yajna or sacrifices. And if na yatra yajnesha makha mahotsava, and if great festivals, if all these things are not being done in Indraloka, although the Indraloka is a very exalted place, why should we be present there if these are not happening there? They are asking. And then the next paragraph they are saying, we were on earth, we did yajna, dana, tapa, sacrifice, charity, and penances to be elevated to heaven. And now we have become elevated here right now. But what do they use? Smriti pramushta atishayendriyotsava. They are saying that our remembrance of Krishna has right now become destroyed, or we have become forgetful. Why? Atishaya indriya utsavat. There is excessive sense gratification in heaven, due to which we have forgotten our fond remembrance of Lord Krishna. And we have forgotten the goal of human life. We have forgotten the hearing and chanting and such activities. They are saying, therefore we desire that let us go down to earth and be born in Atlanta, in the association of wonderful devotees there. be there and associate with Vaishnavas who are wearing tilak, who are wearing kantimala, who are chanting and dancing by the wonderful teachings of Srila Prabhupada, Swami Prabhupada, who has really created a revolution both in the East and in the West. Like that they are praying, devatas. So, therefore, you will find to bring about your change in the misguided civilization of the modern day people is not a joke, and you and I, all of us know it. How difficult it is to take a commoner in the street in the West and give them, some teachings of Krishna consciousness and bring him to the standard of chanting Hare Krishna 16 rounds, following four regulative principles, and become committed to a spiritual mission fully. It's not a joke. It's a very great difficult endeavor it is. We can do so many other things in this world, but to make people become committed devotees is not very easy, which Srila Prabhupada did in a very easy manner and in a very short period of time. That also goes on to show the power of a Vaishnava. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the power of a Vaishnava is seen by how he brings about a change of heart in the lives of others. Also he says, how he is able to instill faith in the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Also he says, the power of a Vaishnava is seen by how he produces a change of heart in others. Not just giving knowledge, but bringing about a change of heart. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that. So now today, in this PowerPoint which I am sharing with you, there are 14 predictions one after another. We will proceed one by one. Some of them are based on Srimad Bhagavatam and others are from other places. See, here is a newspaper article in India, which was published in 2012, where Srila Prabhupada's and accomplishments are glorified here. He says that, one Demian Martins, he says that Srila Prabhupada's appearance and accomplishments are a turning point, not only in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, but in the very history of human civilization. So it is not surprising that they were predicted many centuries ago, he says. And then in this article, he gives many other predictions. I read further.
Srila Prabhupada's deeds were self-evident, unprecedented and matchless. There is hardly any scope to doubt that he is the personality who is being directly or indirectly pointed out here.
Yeah. So let's now proceed one by one. This is the first one. In Tamil Nadu, there is a very famous Divya Prabandham, Nalayira Divya Prabandham, we call it, where there are 4,000 shlokas in it, written by one very great Vaishnava in the Sri Vaishnava line. This is called Thiruvai Mozhi, we call it, one of the sections of Nalayira Divya Prabandham, which was written thousands of years ago, several thousand years ago. And there Namalvar, he speaks about a vision that he had. His Namalvar is sitting under the tree and he is meditating now and he has written this. You see what he says? He says, Poliha, 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 poyitru valluir chabam, naliyam naragamam, nainda namak, ing yadundrumillai, kooliyam kedum kandu konmin, kadal vannan, பூதங்கள் மண்மேல் மலிய புகுந்து இசைவாடி ஆடி உடிதரக் கண்டோம் இசை விக்டரி 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 ஐ பிஹோல்ட் சம்திங் வண்டர்ஃபுல் ஆல் த இன்ஆஸ்பிஷியஸ்னஸ் ஆஃப் த லிவிங் எனிட்டிஸ் இஸ் பீங் டிஸ்ட்ராய்ட் நோ ஒன் இஸ் கோயிங் டு ஹெல் யமராஜ் ஹாஸ் நோ மோர் எனி ஒர்க் அண்ட் எஃபெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் கலியுகா சீஸ் டு எக்ஸிஸ்ட் திஸ் இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆல் ஓவர் த வேர்ல்ட் An increasing number of Lord Vishnu's devotees sing his names while dancing and playing musical instruments. So this is a vision he had. So that vision which he predicted thousands of years ago was made possible when Srila Prabhupada came to the West. Because many years ago, I think it was 1892, I think, one Swami from India came to the West and he said, oh, brothers and sisters of America. And then everybody applauded for being friendly with all. And of course, he returned back. A handful of people might have also returned to India with him, people. And that was considered a remarkable step from east to west. At the same time, after that also, there were many other religious teachers who might have been
for teaching yoga and other things like that. But there is no history of anyone coming from East with a holy name and convincing someone in the West to chant the holy name. Not just once in a blue moon, but take the chanting of the holy name as their life and soul. And regularly, day after day, chant the holy name and commit one's life. Even one or two, we don't hear that. And you hear about Henry David Thoreau, you hear about Emerson, and there are people like that who have studied Upanishads, who have studied Puranas, Bhagavad Gita, and such literature. And they have shown inclination for appreciating the Eastern thought, which is well known. But the chanting of the holy name and taking to the process of bhakti yoga as the life and soul, and not just one or two, big number of people, has never been seen in the past. But here, the prediction of Namarwar became true. He is especially talking about how Yamaraja has no more any work, and the Kali Yuga's effect has stopped existing, and the increased number of Vishnu's devotees are expanding everywhere. So once when George Harrison met Srila Prabhupada, he said, "Swamiji, why do you say that your Bhagavad Gita is Bhagavad Gita as it is, while the other Bhagavad Gitas are not so?" And then Srila Prabhupada said, "You see, before I came to the West, there were already many, many Bhagavad Gitas sleeping in the libraries. Once in a while, somebody may come and take out a Bhagavad Gita. They may remove the dust and read a few pages once in a blue moon. But otherwise," Prabhupada said, "when I brought this Bhagavad Gita as it is, where I have commented based on our previous acharyas, like Shripad Ramanuja Acharya, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following in their teachings, and I presented the truth transparently without any adulteration, and just see the effect, like a sun shining in the sky for everyone to see. Similarly, this Bhagavad Gita as it is, within 4 years, you found in the Western world, you know, men wearing dhoti kurta and women wearing saris, chanting and dancing in the streets, distributing books, wearing tilak, and these personalities from the West going all across the globe and creating a great wave of revolution. In Prabhupada's times, between 1965 to 77, Prabhupada says in one of his talks, 10,000 devotees were being maintained within the ISKCON society, and none of them were going for jobs. They were actually chanting and dancing and distributing spiritual literature, and all becoming Vaishnavas. Such commitment not by one or two, so many of them. So, and then George Harrison looked at this fact and he said, "Swamiji, that is very true." And then Prabhupada said, "If your commentary of Bhagavad Gita is unadulterated, then people should become addicted to Krishna," Prabhupada said. And George Harrison admitted, "What you are saying is a fact. When I come to ISKCON society, I find devotees are addicted to Krishna. They are getting up in the morning chanting Hare Krishna, going to sleep chanting Hare Krishna. The daytime they are talking about pastimes of Krishna. And as soon as you come to any ISKCON campus, the word Krishna becomes very prominent for you. You can see people breathing Krishna, eating Krishna prasad." George Harrison admitted, "Yes, it's a fact." So in this way, we can see that Prabhupada made Hare Krishna a buzzword all across the globe. And I showed this prediction because it was done thousands of years ago. It is talking about a future prophecy by which the holy name will be taken across the ocean, across India, and it will be spreaded all over the world. So, second prediction. You all know Srimad Bhagavatam. There is a book called as Bhagavat Mahatmya. And Mahatmya means the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. In that Bhagavat Mahatmya book, in Uttarakhanda, see, this book is published by Gorakhpur Press. If you see, in India, they have published many, many Vedic literature. They have also published this book also, Bhagavat Mahatmya. There you will find this quote. In Sanskrit, you will find it. It says, "Idam sthanam parityajya videsham gamyate maya." Like that, Bhakti Mata says there, Now, long story cut short, I will tell you what you are seeing in the picture here is Narada is passing through Vrindavan, and there he sees this lady Bhakti personified, and her two children have become extremely old. Who are her two children? Jnana and Vairagya, knowledge and detachment. They have become extremely old and invalid, and they are lying flat, and she is very sad about it. These are supposed to be small boys, young and youthful, but they have become so old. That is a lamentation. So Narada is asking her, who are you and what happened to you? Why your children have grown up so old at such a young age? Then she is telling, actually I began from Dravida Desh, and I traveled towards north, and I went to Gujarat, she says, and then she says, I went to Maharashtra, then she also says, I came to Vrindavan. Now here, my two sons have become very old and invalid. Oh Naradji, can you give some idea by which these fellows can be revived to their youth? Narada immediately says, let me request four Kumaras to come and speak to you the Srimad Bhagavatam. And by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, they will get nourishment. Right now they have malnourishment. Now let them get nourishment, and they will become youthful again, he says. And then he calls, four Kumaras came there, he requested them. And then the Kumaras say, oh Narada, you are the one who advised your disciple Vedavyas to go for writing the Srimad Bhagavatam. You know better than us. Still, because you have ordered us, we are ready to speak the Srimad Bhagavatam. So in this way, the Kumaras speak the Srimad Bhagavatam, and both these children, both these boys, they again become very greatly youthful. They become young, hale and healthy. At that time, Bhakti Mata becomes very pleased. She is thanking both Narada and Kumaras, and then she is making certain statements. She is telling now from India, from here, I will go abroad, she says, in future, in the very near future, she says. Idam sthanam parityajya, which means idam sthanam means India. Idam sthanam parityajya, I'll give up this place, and then videsham gamyate maya, I will go abroad, she says. Now nobody took Bhakti Mata abroad, except Srila Prabhupada. Somebody took jnana or yoga abroad, but nobody took bhakti abroad. And that too not just bhakti, shuddha bhakti, kevala bhakti, ekanta bhakti, ahaituki bhakti. That one point a devotional service, it was only Srila Prabhupada who made this statement of Bhakti Mata true. He made it happen. Idam sthanam parityajya videsham gamyate maya. So let's go to the third prediction. Please read it.
By the end of the Brahma Vaivarta Puran, Krishna Janma Khanda, chapter 129, 49 to 51, we find the narration of the departure of Lord Krishna from this world and how all the holy rivers headed by the personified Ganges approached him.
Yeah, Bhagirathi is actually Ganges. So I have given in English as well as in Sanskrit also below. So now Bhagirathi, Ganga Devi, representing all the other rivers along with her, they came in their personified forms. And they are all folding their palms and praying to Krishna. He Nata Ramana Sreshtha Yasi Golokam Uttamam Asmakam Kagatishchatra Bhavishyati Kalav Yuge. She is telling, hey Nata, O Master Krishna, Ramana Sreshtha, one who is the best of lovers, now that you are going to your supreme abode, Goloka Vrindavan, what will happen to this dark age of Kali Yuga? And she is worried about the age of Kali Yuga. And she is telling further, Lord Bhagavan is telling, see why Bhagirathi or Ganga is coming and asking Krishna, I will tell you the reason. See, these devotees like Ganga, Yamuna, Kaveri, all these personalities, they are very happy serving Lord Krishna's lotus feet. And they are very happy serving the devotees. But when the Lord goes up back to his abode, then this world will be bereft of the Lord. And in such a situation, how they were wondering that the sinful activities will increase. And the people will come and deposit sinful reactions in us. And on one hand, we will be dumped with sin. On the other hand, we will be bereft of Lord's association. Then what is the use of our life, living here? So they wanted to know from Krishna, maybe you can take us also with you, back home, back to Godhead. That was their question. So Krishna is telling, you see.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Kale Pancha Sahasrani Varshani Tishtha Bhutale Papani Papino Yanti Tubhyam Dasyanti Snanataha.
Yes.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, sinful people will come to you and upon bathing will give you their sins. You must remain like this on earth for 5000 years of the age of Kali.
When you hear this, imagine if somebody told me like this, I would have fainted, unconscious on the spot. For 5000 years, I have to just keep on accepting people's blackest sins on me and I have no scope. And that too without the Lord's presence, isn't it? So Lord told her this, but he's going to give something very hopeful now, next to that.
Man mantro upasaka sparshat bhasmi bhutani tatkshanat bhavishyanti darshanatcha snanat eva hi janavi.
O Ganga, then there will be many devotees worshipping me by my mantra. And merely by their touch, glance and bathing, all those sins will be immediately burnt.
So here Lord is giving her hope. Don't worry. Actually, there are some more verses. I have only given you 2-3 here. In one of these verses, Padma Purana, Lord is telling that in 5000 years from now, which means 5000 years before Krishna spoke this, and now 5000 years later he says that, the whole world will become Ekavarna, he says. Instead of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, it will become Ekavarna and that will be Harivarna. Everybody will be Hari Bhaktas, he says. And those devotees across the globe will come to the Bharat Desh. And they will come to take a dip in the holy rivers like Ganga, Yamuna, Kaveri. And when they take a dip, they will cancel all the blackest sins accumulated by you for the 5000 years. And how are they able to cancel it? You may have a question, isn't it? Because why are the saintly Vaishnavas so powerful and potent that they can cancel the sins? Because in their lips, there is always chanting of the holy name. In their hearts, there is always the Lord's katha going on, name, form, qualities, pastimes and activities of the Lord. Because of their mouths and hearts decorated with the holy name and the Srimad Bhagavatam, because of that, they will have the potency to nullify all your sinful reactions.
Sannidhyate mahayogin patakani mahantyapi sadyo nashyanti vaipumsam vishnoriva suretaraha.
This is a verse spoken by Parikshit to Lord, Shukadeva Goswami. So, there he is telling, Sannidhyate mahayogin. Oh, my dear great sage, as soon as you came here to this place, Parikshit is saying, like when you lit up a tube light in a room, the darkness is driven away. When the sun rises in the sky, the darkness is dispelled. When Vishnu comes to any particular place, the demons flee away in all directions. Similarly, where the chanting of the holy names of the Lord is done, all the ghosts and spirits and hobgoblins, they all flee away from that place. Where the auspicious names are recited, the inauspiciousness is driven away, he's telling. In the same manner, the principle is same, that by the chanting of the holy name, man mantra upasaka sparshat. And what is that mantra? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is the mantra. Mat mantra means it's Krishna's mantra. Upasaka or the bhaktas. Sparshat, when they come and touch you, reverse. Bhasmi bhutani takshanat. That time all your sinful actions will be burnt to ashes. And in this way, don't worry. Bhavishyanti darshanacha. You will see them, they will come and bathe in you 5000 years from now. Therefore, in the previous verse he said, Pancha Sahasrani. Sahasra means 1000, Pancha means 5, Pancha Sahasrani Varshani. That was Padma Purana prediction. Now, let us go to Chaitanya Bhagavat. the fourth prediction here. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has declared that Prithvi Paryanta Yata Achedesha Grama Sarvatra Sanchara Haibeka Moranama.
In every town and village of the world, the chanting of my name will be heard.
Yeah. And there is another similar verse you all might have heard. Prithivite Achaya Dinagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachara Haiba Moranama. That's another verse. Very similar. So, these two verses say almost the same thing, that in every town and village of the world, Lord Chaitanya's names will be heard, and Lord Krishna's name will be heard. Here is also a prediction about all over the globe, in Desha, Gram, in different parts of the world, as well as villages, Lord Chaitanya personally predicted. In fact, when Lord Chaitanya appeared 500 years ago in Bengal, many Indians thought of him to be a great saint. But there is one very great poet in India and a pure devotee. Her name is Mirabai. Mirabai, in her one song, last paragraph, she says, I don't remember the lines, but I can tell you what she says. She says, my dear Krishna, you always have curly locks of hair, but in this age, you shave up your hair. And you always play on your flute. But in this age, instead of a flute, you carry a danda. And then she says, you always wear pithambar and a peacock feather on your head and Vaijayanti mala in your neck. But in this particular age of Kali Yuga, you wear the dress of a mendicant, a sannyasi. And you have tears decorating your eyes and you are chanting and dancing to the tune of the holy name, like that she is writing, which clearly shows that Mirabai is aware that Lord Chaitanya is non-different from Krishna. So you understand that. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya has predicted about the holy name going all around the globe. Then there is a fifth prediction, where in Chaitanya Mangal, in Sutra Kanda, song 12, text 564 to 565, Lord Chaitanya is declaring, Eve Nama Sankirtana Tikshnakad Galaya Antara Asura Jivera Feli Bakatiya Yadi Papi Chadi Dharma Dure Deshe Jai Mora Senapati Bhakta Yaibe Tathai.
Taking the sharp sword of the congregational chanting of the holy name, I will root out and destroy the demoniac mentality in the hearts of the conditioned souls. If some sinful people escape and giving up religious principles go to far off countries, then my commander-in-chief, Senapati Bhakta, will appear to chase them and distribute Krishna consciousness.
So, Prabhupada as Shakti Aveshavatara, Senapati Bhakta, is predicted in this particular verse, famous verse. Mora Senapati Bhakta, Yaibe Tathai. My Senapati Bhakta, I will send him. He is such a commander-in-chief. He has the potency to go and spread the holy name even in the West. And if some people escape from one part of the world, they will go to another part of the world where this Senapati Bhakta will go and make them devotees. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended in this world with the weapon of the holy name. Srila Prabhupada is very ideal representative of Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada says, I am not the founder. The original founder is Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I am simply following in his footsteps and distributing the holy name. One time Srila Prabhupada asked devotees that who is great? Is Hanuman great or is Lord Rama great? Actually all devotees said, Prabhupada, Lord Ramachandra, actually he is a master, Hanuman is a servant. But Prabhupada said, Lord Rama needed a Setu Bandha or a bridge to go from India to Sri Lanka. Hanuman, what he did? He just closed his eyes and said, Jai Shri Ram! And then he left to Sri Lanka. He didn't need a bridge at all. So who is great? Somebody jumping to Lanka is great, or somebody walking through the bridge is great. And devotees were all amazed. They were looking at each other. Then Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya chanted 1 lakh names, which is 64 rounds. So sometimes 2 lakh names, 128 rounds. Most of the days. But Haridas Thakur chanted how many? 3 lakh. 3 lakh names every day. 192 rounds. So Prabhupada asked, who is great? Lord Chaitanya is great or Haridas Thakur is great? Devotees are again bewildered. My Lord, you know, this is something fascinating to hear. And then Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya preached only within India, but I have preached all over the world. Now who is great? Then all the devotees were even more shocked. And then Prabhupada laughed and said, you see, ultimately Lord is the greatest of all. But he loves to make his own devotees do something wonderful, more wonderful than himself. By the mercy of the Lord, the devotees can do miracles even beyond what Lord did. Like one Nityananda delivered one Jagai Madai, and Prabhupada delivered hundreds of Jagai Madais all across the globe by Lord Nityananda's mercy. Just like in India, sometimes a farmer sends his son to city college, where the boy becomes an engineer, and then the boy goes to America. And the farmer proudly tells everybody in the village, you see, I am a simple farmer, but my son has gone to America. He's very happy. He doesn't feel any uneasiness in saying that, because the father appreciates glorifying his son better than himself. Same with Krishna also. In this way, Lord Chaitanya preached all over India, but he predicted, my Senapati Bhakta will take the message abroad also, not only just in India. Like here you see the beautiful picture of Gaur Nithai taking Prabhupada abroad in the Jaladuta, you know, completely empowering him to do this miraculous service. Here is the sixth prediction. Let's read it.
In more recent days, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati also predicted the propagation of the Sankirtan movement. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote in the Sajjan Toshini volume of 1885, Lord Chaitanya did not advent himself to liberate only a few men in India. Rather, his main objective was to emanciate all living entities of all countries throughout the entire universe and preach the eternal religion. There is no doubt that this unquestionable order will come to pass. Very soon the unparalleled path of Harinam Sankirtan will be propagated all over the world.
Oh, for that day when the fortunate English, French, Russian, German and American people will take up banners, mridangas and kartalas and raise kirtan through the streets and towns, when will that day come? That day will witness the holy transcendental ecstasy of the Vaishnava Dharma to be the only Dharma, and all the sects and religions will flow like rivers into the ocean of Vaishnava Dharma. When will that day come? He asked. So I wanted to show one small video. Just a minute. So this is a speech by one of the best speeches by His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami. But I will only show you a couple of minutes. You can see how touching it is. The same point which is said here is showing now. Yeah, it's coming. So, he is addressing a very amazing assembly, which is seems to be a very sincere assembly of very great leaders. And in that he is talking about this point which we were discussing on how people across the globe, So, I will take it directly to that last point of the, where I heard that.
Let me take you on a small walk. Very small temple. In 5 minutes, I said, so this boy is from Italy. This girl is from Spain. This person is from South Africa. White person. This white black person is from South Africa. This person is from America. Says, now you tell me one place in Nairobi, one place in Kenya, where you can say you have this kind of variegatedness and people are working together in a loving spirit. And he immediately could understand, due to his knowledge of tribal problems, racial problems, etc. So, we are showing what is possible. And we are humbly and submissively willing to offer that, to help to solve some of the seemingly unsolvable problems in this world. Thank you very much.
So you will see this seems to be very simple.
Scriptures are the oldest scriptures. And so therefore they help to make a person a better Christian, a better Muslim, a better Hindu. And when one becomes better, perfect, he no longer considers himself of any specific demarcated distinction. But he considers himself as a servant of God. When we look at the great scriptures of the world, we look at the Quran. Muhammad taught in 87:2 that of all the names, the most beautiful names belong to God. So call upon him by them. David taught in Psalms 113 that whoever calls on the name of God, he shall be saved. We find that in Romans it teaches that from the rising of the sun to the setting, one should call on God's name. Buddha taught in Amida Buddha that whoever calls on my name, he shall attain paradise. So this calling on God's name has tremendous effect in invoking the presence of the Lord, in invoking the mercy and the benediction of God. So we encourage you to come closer to find out how one can become in a state of consciousness where he is meditating, feeling the Lord's presence every day. Where one is able to understand that this body is simply a garment. Just as we change clothes from day to day, that the body is simply being used by the soul. If we develop that genuine understanding, then there is no difficulty in you having a white coat, or he having a red coat, or me having a black coat. These distinctions no longer become such a dominant factor in one's life. Once in Nairobi, one minister of the government.
So you saw that, how beautiful it was, isn't it? So you can see Maharaj speaking in universal principles of Bhagavata Dharma in a public place, in a big place where many great leaders have assembled. And that's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. Bhaktivinoda Thakur made one more prediction which I have not included here. In 1896, he said, very soon that Commander-in-Chief of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's army will appear, he said. And in that year, he wrote a book called Teachings and Precepts of Lord Chaitanya. And he made that English book and sent it to Germany. So, in the same year, our Srila Prabhupada was born. 1896. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur's that prediction also became true. That day you will witness the holy transcendental ecstasy of the Vaishnava Dharma to be the only Dharma, and all the other sects and religions will flow like rivers into the ocean of Vaishnava Dharma. When will that day come? Like that he wrote. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prediction in a morning walk, Prabhupada says that here he says that wherever you remain, it doesn't matter, you are secure, follow the instruction. And then he says, just like I told you that I saw my Guru Maharaj not more than 10 days in my life, but I followed his instruction, I was a Grihastha, Prabhupada says. And then what he says about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Guru Maharaj said, yes, better he lives outside, that's good, and he will do what is needed in due course of time. And many Godbrothers wanted Prabhupada to live in the Matha and be in charge of Matha in Bombay or Matha here, Matha there. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually predicted in one of the meetings that this Abhay, he will make things happen over a period of time. So, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur directly gave an order, you all know very well. He told, you have to do this. See here, he told in 1935, after all this was true, Guru Maharaj told, and at the beginning, very first sight, he saw Naren and Abhay, both of them came and offered obeisances to him. Even before they got up, his guru said, you are a young English-speaking man. Why didn't you take the message of Lord Chaitanya to the Western world? And Abhay was wondering, I don't even know who he is. And I am offering namaskar to him and he is giving me a lifelong instruction. And then he asked a question. India is under foreign subjugation now. Is it not important for us to have freedom first? Otherwise, who will take the message from India very seriously? And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur very powerfully answered that question. He said, Krishna consciousness is the emergency. It cannot wait. You know, Mughals came and went, British came and went in India. Situation will keep on changing. But the Krishna consciousness is the need of the soul. Not only Indians. It's all the souls all across the globe. And that is emergency. And that went straight into the heart of Abhay. Abhay, while leaving that place, he said, on that day, I accepted him as my spiritual master. And he said, the message of Lord Chaitanya is in the right hands. He was very happy. In this way, Abhay got a lifetime instruction of going abroad, which was actually foretold by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. And here is another prediction. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, when he went to Jagannath Puri, he made a plan to go for preaching to South India. And he went through Alalnath. And this is the Alalnath place where Mahaprabhu performed Sankirtan of chanting and dancing. Keha nachaye geha gaya Sri Krishna Gopal. Premete bhasila loka Sri Vriddha Abal. See, here it says, kehe nacha kehe gai. So we will also do a little 2 minute, 1 minute singing. Everyone, including old children, old men, women, began to dance to the chant of the holy names of Sri Krishna and Gopal. Premete bhasila loka, with great ecstasy, they all sang. Who all? Stri, Vriddha, Abal. Old people and children and women, they all took part in this chanting and dancing to the holy name of Sri Krishna Gopal. Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopal, Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal. Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopal, Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal. Dina Dayal Prabhu, Dina Dayal, Dina Dayal Prabhu, Dina Dayal. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandalal. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandalal. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandalal. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandalal. Gopala Nandalal. Gopala Nandalal. Gopala Nandalal. Jai Govinda, Jai Gopal, Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal. 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 Govinda, Jai Gopal, Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal. So like this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sang and danced, and all the people of Alalnath were all in floating in ecstasy. Nobody wanted to return home. They wanted to see this kirtan go on and on forever. And they chanted these holy names. At that time, Lord Nityananda Prabhu went into ecstasy. He started dancing. And see what he said. Dekhi Nityananda Prabhu kahe bhakta gane.
Dekhi Nityananda Prabhu kahe bhakta gane.
Yehi rupe nrityage have grame grame.
Yehi rupe nrityage have grame grame.
Upon seeing the chanting and dancing of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda predicted that later there would be dancing and chanting in every village.
Here is another prediction by Nityananda. Those two shlokas I told you by Chaitanya, Prithivithi Acharya Nagaradigram. Here Nityananda is also predicting about the whole name going all across the globe. And then this 10th prediction is from Srimad Bhagavatam. Te vaividantyati taranti cha deva mayam stri shudra huna shabara avipapa jivaha yadyad butakrama parayana shila shikshas tiryang jana kimu api shruta dharanaye. Very famous verse it is. I read it.
Surrendered souls, even from groups leading sinful lives, such as women, the laborer class, and the mountaineers, and the Siberians, or even the bird and beast, can also know about the science of Godhead and become liberated from the clutches of the illusory energy by surrendering unto the pure devotees of the Lord and by following in their footsteps in devotional service.
Yeah. So, this verse says, it talks about different types of people. And these people actually, like here you find one of the fellows falling at the feet of a saint, when they chant the holy name, and the third line says, Yadyad Bhutakrama Parayana Shila Shiksha. It says, if you follow the path of devotional service, laid down by a Vaishnava devotee, Triyanjana Api, even animals can become devotees. What to speak of human beings who are of a lesser class? Somebody may be dog eater, somebody may be cow flesh eater. Somebody may be a butcher also. Like one butcher took initiation from Prabhupada. You know, Prabhupada while giving the mala, he told them, you see, you have killed many animals in the past, but now you have woken up. Now do not kill anymore. Now you chant the holy name. And Krishna will wash away all the sinful reactions. So in this way, you will see that the chanting of the holy name, which is it's especially talking about people. In those days, you hear about Narada delivering one Mrigari. And you hear about, you know, Valmiki, you know, who was Ratnakar or Valya Gaula, we call him. And then he was preached to by Narada. And then they agreed to chant the holy name. And they actually could not even utter the holy name. He was so sinful. Ram wouldn't come out of his mouth. And Narada thought, you can't say Ram, don't worry. You are used to killing. Maro, 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 maro. So you say, mara, mara, mara. So that mara, mara became Ram, Ram. Like that. So when, just for delivering one or two great personal, fallen souls, we have appreciated Narada so much. Here you find Srila Prabhupada delivered many, many like that. Not one or two. Plenty of people like that. Hundreds and thousands of people like that. So therefore you find, and these verses are found in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And generally, people in India have been reading Bhagavatam, mostly among the pious Hindus. This kind of fallen people, nobody will ever go near them, anywhere near them. In fact, in India, crossing the ocean is considered taboo. They say that according to the Puranas, one shouldn't cross the ocean. Why? Because if you cross the ocean and go, there are people who eat dogs, who eat cows, and you will associate with them and you will become putrefied. And you will not be able to maintain your religious vows. So one shouldn't go, according to the Puranas. But Prabhupada did cross the ocean, not to get entangled in the West. Rather, he gathered so many of them, made them into devotees, and he returned back to India by becoming victorious. This reminds me of Pandavas and Kauravas. Whenever they would play kabaddi game, you know, Bhima was the strongest fellow. He would go to the Kaurava side, kabaddi, 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 would play like this. The kabaddi is a game. So he would touch so many of the Kauravas and they all would jump on his hands and thighs and legs, and he would take a about turn and walk back majestically with all the, so many of them hanging on his body. In the same manner, Prabhupada did similar thing when he went to the West. So many Westerners, boys, girls became attracted to Prabhupada, and he returned back to India with all of them and engaged them in preaching all over the world. Such a miraculous thing he did, isn't it? Here is 11th, similar prediction in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Kirata hunandra pulinda pulkasha, avira shumbha yavana kashadayaha, ye anye cha papa yadapashrayashrayaha, shudyanti tasmai prabhavishnave namaha.
Yeah.
Kirata huna, andra, pulinda, pulkasha, avira, shumbha, yavana, members of the khasarasis, and even others addicted to sinful acts can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord, due to His being the supreme power. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto Him.
This is talking about Kirata, means the Germans. Huna means the Greeks. Like that, there are different Mongolians, Turks. These are the different people. If you see that word-to-word translation for the verse 2.4.18 in Srimad Bhagavatam, you will see that. So, in this way, across the globe, these places are mentioned. Even today, you go to those places. There are some countries where people are dog eaters. Even today, people are eating dogs. Similarly, you go to certain countries, people are eating cows. Even today, you find. And this verse was remaining a theoretical verse, because nobody had gone out of India to make these people chant the holy names. But now Srila Prabhupada has made this miracle true. He has made this verse true. Like it says here, Shudyanti tasmai Prabha Vishnave Namaha. Om apavitra pavitro va sarva vastam gato piva yasmayet pundari kaksham sa bahya abhyantara shuchihi Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. So, Lord's holy name chanting completely purifies a person, as this verse says. So, they were all papa people. Papa means sinful people. But by chanting Lord's names, they became purified. And Prabhupada made it happen. This is another verse, famous verse. 12th prediction. Naivam vidha purushakara urukramasya pumsam tadangri rajasadita shadgunanam Chitram vidura vigataha sagrada dadita yannamadheyamadhuna sajahati bandham. Yeah.
My dear king, a devotee who has taken shelter of the dust from the lotus feet of the Lord can transcend the influence of the six material waves, namely hunger, thirst, lamentation, illusion, old age and death. And he can conquer the mind and five senses. However, this is not very wonderful for a pure devotee of the Lord, because even a person beyond the jurisdiction of the four castes...
Beyond the jurisdiction of four castes means like chandala, like dog eater or yavana or a cow flesh eater, like that. Yeah.
In other words, an untouchable is immediately relieved of bondage to material existence if he utters the holy name of the Lord even once.
Sakrad. Sakrad means once. Chitram vidura vigataha sakradadadita. It's no wonder that by chanting of the holy name... A person can visa jahati bandham. He can get freed from bondage, this verse says. So this is 5.1.35. If you read this purport, I have not put the purport here because it will be time taking, but I will just tell you one very important point Prabhupada brings out. In India, the Brahmanas, higher caste people, have one notion. They say that if Westerners or anybody else who is a dog eater and all that, if they chant the holy name and they become purified, they say that they will be blessed in future to get a birth in a Brahmana body or Brahmana family in the next life. They say like that. Now Prabhupada is refuting, he denies that statement. He says, what are you talking? You're talking about next life, they'll be Brahmanas. They are right now better than Brahmanas, Prabhupada says. And the reason Prabhupada gives there in this purport, he says, Sanatana Goswami quotes the example, if you take bell metal, dip it in a solution of alchemy, that turns into gold. In the same manner, if you take a dog eater and you dip him in the elixir of the holy name of Hare Krishna mantra, then he turns into a Brahmana. And then now he can wear a sacred thread and he can worship the deities and he can have very clean habits. And then Prabhupada says, why you should accept him as better than Brahmana? The reason Prabhupada gives. He says that actually out of the two bodies, gross body and subtle body, gross body change is not important, because gross body changes from childhood to boyhood to youth to old age automatically without much difficulty. But subtle bodily change is not very easy to bring about. Because subtle bodily change means change of heart. So the chanting of the holy name cleanses the subtle body, and the subtle body is called body of desires. If all the material desires in the subtle body are flushed out, subtle body is completely pure. It is like iron rod put in fire. If you put iron rod in fire, it doesn't behave like iron rod anymore. It behaves like a fire. It can burn a paper or cotton. Similarly, a devotee with American body, If he chants the holy name and he becomes purified and he loses the propensity for sense gratification, then he is as good as a Brahmana or he is better than a Brahmana also. So Prabhupada establishes that point. Because the subtle body is already changed, so gross body is of no consequence, Prabhupada says. Therefore, you should respect a Western devotee based on his subtle bodily change, like the Prabhupada explains. So when you get time, you can read this purport. And this is again something which Prabhupada made it happen by making a chandala into a devotee. Aho bhatashvapachoto gariyan yajjihvagre vartate namatubhyam te pustapaste juhvussas nurarya brahmanachurna magrinantiyete. Yeah.
Translation. Oh, how glorious are they whose tongues are chanting your holy name. Even if born in the families of dog-eaters, such persons are worshipable. Persons who chant the holy name of your lordship must have executed all kinds of austerities and fire sacrifices and achieved all the good manners of the Aryans. To be chanting the holy name of your lordship, they must have bathed at holy places of pilgrimage, studied the Vedas and fulfilled everything required.
These are all, this is spoken by Devahuti to Kapila. They were remaining in Srimad Bhagavatam. Only when Srila Prabhupada went to the West, these verses became, relived and they became kindled. They came to life, we can say, these verses. Especially here it says, yet jihva agre. Jihva agre means, even if a chandala, a dog eater, in the tip of his tongue, he is chanting the Lord's name. So which is the name? If you say Rama, you say Rama? Rama. Only lips are involved there. You say Krishna. Tongue is involved. Tip of the tongue is involved. So she's talking which name? Krishna's name. Yah jihva agre vartate namatubhyam. And then she's saying that means anyone who is chanting Krishna's name, if a chandala can chant Krishna's name, a dog eater can chant Krishna's name, that means, he is far superior even to Brahmanas born in high caste who is not a devotee. He is million times better. And this was again, was made to be realized by Srila Prabhupada. The last one. Yeah.
An astrologer did a horoscope for the child and the family was made jubilant by the auspicious reading. The astrologer made a specific prediction. When this child reached the age of 70, he would cross the ocean, become a great exponent of religion and open 108 temples.
Yeah. This is Srila Prabhupada. That was a prediction by an astrologer about him. This I got from the Prabhupada Lilamrita. Where such a prediction is there about Srila Prabhupada's future preaching in the West? So there is one more verse in Bhagavatam which I have not quoted here, which says two verses. Na yat pachaschit trapadam harer yasho jagat pavitram pragrinita karhichit tadvayasam tirtam ushanti manasa na yatraham sa niramanti shikshaya. And the next verse. Tadvagvisargo janataga viplavo yasmin patishlokam abaddabatyapi namanjanantasya yashonkitani yat shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadabaha. That verse says that even though the translations may be composed hurriedly with several spelling mistakes or incomplete sentences, but if it is able to reach the misguided civilization of people and wake up their Krishna consciousness and awaken love of God, such a literature is most glorious and it will be greatly adored by saintly people all over the world. And whose literature is that? That is Bhaktivedanta Swami's purports in the West. Prabhupada gave an example of fire accident. If there is a fire accident in your home, you run to the neighbor and you want to say, neighbor has a different language, you speak different language. But he will do some kind of gestures and then explain to him about the fire. In this way, Prabhupada wrote the purports very quickly, his small books and medium books and everything. And he took Srimad Bhagavatam to the West. And you will see that the end result of his waking of the people is visibly seen. We have seen the world has already experienced a change. ISKCON has more than 1,000 centers now. So, in this way, we can see several predictions about Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada is a Shakti Avesh. Avesh means Lord Nityananda descended in the heart of Srila Prabhupada and empowered Prabhupada to go to the Jagai, Madai and such kinds of degraded people. and to touch their lives, transform their lives by giving them the chanting of the holy name and make them take to the process of Bhakti Yoga as their life and soul. Not only practice it themselves, but to preach it also. So, in this way, Prabhupada's glories are unlimited. I am concluding here with this. Actually, Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Adigatadhar Prabhu, I am very thankful to you for giving me the opportunity to glorify Srila Prabhupada on this auspicious day. It was a wonderful occasion also to glorify Prabhupada. This is one of my favorite pictures I have put here. Prabhupada means in whose lotus feet many great lion-like personalities have taken shelter. And each and every one of them is influencing the lives of lakhs of millions of people all across the globe. And simply by looking at these brilliant faces, not just one moon or two moons, but several hundreds of moons around Prabhupada, whom he inspired and empowered in his life. Let us pray at the lotus feet of all these Mahatma devotees who are disciples of Prabhupada on this auspicious day, that they bless us, that we carry forward the teachings of Srila Prabhupada faithfully, following in their footsteps, and then reach it to more and more suffering people, and then bring more and more people to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and his mission. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Very important question, Prabhu. Thank you. Actually, there are 12 aims of Shastric study. You know, beginning with KNO, which is knowledge. UND is understanding. And personal application is PEA, we call it. And the preaching application, then there is a theological application, then there is faith and conviction, mood and mission, responsibility for learning, Shastra Chakshus, authority. Like that, there are totally 12 aims of Shastric study. I will mail you a PDF on that also when I am sending you. You can share it with devotees. So, when you go through those 12 aims of Shastric study, you will see the goal of Shastric study is to assimilate the mood and mission of Prabhupada. We call it M plus M, mood and mission. And the faith and conviction of Srila Prabhupada. Out of all the 12, these two are very vital. Mood and mission, faith and conviction, and Shastra Chakshus. That is also another important one. So, whenever we read the translations, many of the translations were done by Prabhupada's disciples from Sanskrit directly. And the purports were given by Srila Prabhupada. So the purports carry the heart of Prabhupada. Because that's where he explains. But oftentimes devotees say that, Prabhu, if you have to go purport by purport, it takes long time to read the Bhagavatam. But if you go through the translations, it is pretty fast. And then some devotees do like this. They read all the translations. And then they slowly go through the purport little by little. Like that they do. But in any case, purport of Prabhupada is very vital. That's where the mood and mission, faith and conviction is hidden in the purports only. So, what I generally do is, when I read the Prabhupada purports, I underline and I give a representative heading of the purport, and I call certain purports as golden purports, which have got several vital points for assimilation and contemplation for us. And in fact, I have several times taken workshops and seminars on certain purports of Prabhupada. Another thing I do is Prabhupada speaks out from the Back to Godhead magazine, as well as Prabhupada conversations like dialogues like the Hare Krishna Challenge or Life Comes from Life, and also morning walks of Srila Prabhupada. Here you find Prabhupada in a very punching spirit, and clarifying all misconceptions, driving away all the doubts. These are some places you find like that. So, and the small books of Prabhupada, then medium books, then the bigger books, then Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sometimes we can read simultaneously also 3-4 books, nothing wrong in that. Like somebody is studying Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and CC, little of each of it. Ultimately, the most important point is this, that we should be able to do 4 steps, like hear or read, and secondly, be able to recollect what we read by making some bullet points, notes, be able to recollect, and then apply in our life, and fourthly, implement. All the 4 are very important. Read, recollect, and apply, and implement. So if you are doing all the 4, if we go from actually, when we read, we get knowledge. When we recollect, we get understanding. When we, when we are able to read and recollect, and what the third thing is? Implement. When we implement it, we get realizations. When we implement in our life. And then when you, after implementation, you repeat to others by preaching. So Srila Prabhupada gave example of a cow. You know, when a cow sometimes gulps a lot of food, and then she sits in one place and ruminates. Then she digests it and then produces milk. So Prabhupada said, eating of the cow is compared to hearing a lot of lectures or reading a lot of pages. And sitting and ruminating, that is like recollecting and making an effort to do implementation in our life, like that. And giving milk is, repeating to others or preaching to others. Prabhupada said, you should be a milk-giving cow. Prabhupada said, you should preach also what you are appreciating from Prabhupada's books. So in this way, when we do this, because when you repeat the knowledge, you get Krishna's mercy. Krishna says that, Natatasman manushyeshu kashchin me priyakritamaha. He says that, because you are repeating this knowledge, I am very pleased with you. So when Krishna's mercy comes, then, the truth is revealed in our heart. It becomes more easy to understand for us when we repeat the message. So in this way, the Prabhupada books have to be assimilated. Studying actually means, there are many devotees who also are reading many other books other than Prabhupada also, in order for them to be able to give something interesting to the people, to the audience and all. But there is one problem in that, because then we don't get enough time for reading Prabhupada books. So I asked once His Holiness Kadambakananda Maharaj regarding this question. Maharaj said, you see, studying Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita is like eating rice, dal, sabji, chapati, he said, in India, which is a staple food in India. And then he said, reading other books is like taking some chutney, like that he said. So, basically what he meant was that you should keep extra books as extra, but the main core books of our 75% of the study should be Prabhupada's books. And the study also should involve not only reading, but it should involve contemplation, it should involve recollection, and it should also involve repeating to others. Is that all right, Prabhu? Thank you. Yes. Yes. Okay. Oh yes, we can hear the lecture also. Only thing is, in reading, what happens? You see with your eyes also, and you are also taking in the message. In hearing, one sense is active, which is our ears. So we may have to be a little more attentive and alert when we are hearing. Like when I hear Prabhupada's lectures in the early morning, some of the lectures I hear 20 times or 25 times again and again. Same lecture, because Prabhupada is speaking very weighty. And lot of substance is there, and depth and realization and conviction is there in his words. So that also is very valuable when you hear. Sometimes when we read, we may not get that effect, or a punching effect. But when we hear, we get an added advantage. But we may have to hear sometimes more times the same thing, for us to be able to digest it and remember it. But when you are reading it, you can underline or you can jot down in your notebook. Like whenever I attend any Bhagavatam class, the speaker is speaking, I note down some bullet points. After the class is over, I share it with other devotees and ask them what they liked. So they share also, we recollect. And then we are able to remember some other points when we go for giving lectures, that comes in our mouth when we are speaking. So both have their advantages. Reading has its advantage, hearing has its advantage. And we can do both. In our temple in Pune, what we are doing, when we put Prabhupada's audio lecture, once in a week we play that. At the time, we also put the text from the folio so that people can see the text. Some pronunciation of Prabhupada may not be very clear sometimes. So you see the text as well as hear. So two senses are engaged. Your eyes, then your ears are engaged during the lecture. And after the lecture, what we do? We have one devotee who makes questions based on Prabhupada's lecture. Everybody is aware of it. The questions will be asked. About 20 questions will be asked after the class. They all are very well prepared in their mind. They have to close their notebooks. They can't see. Then when we ask the question, they raise hands and different devotees will be given turn to answer. And when they give the correct answer, we will play the mridangam and congratulate them. Everybody will say Hari Bol for them. And then this we do. After all the 20 questions are asked and answered, then finally I give a 5-minute summary. I give of the whole lecture, how Prabhupada started and how he took it ahead, what are the main themes. The whole thing I wrap it up in 5 minutes, I do that. So in this way, the devotees actually assimilate the lecture by recollecting the examples, analogies, stories that Prabhupada spoke, philosophical concepts that he spoke. Prabhupada's style of speaking is, say a concept, say a positive example, negative example. Then say the next concept, positive example, negative example. Sometimes a little story also. So this is the way Prabhupada speaks in a very organized way, many of his lectures. So we can hear Prabhupada's lectures, very effective. You feel very strongly the presence of Acharya in his words, very potent words. And the reading is also necessary. You are asking the question, the same books are nowadays available in audio format. Can we hear them? Which is very wonderful, because many times we all don't get time to sit with the book and read. But if you can hear the audio book, we are hearing. The books are also gradually getting completed, which is a very nice thing. I would say that it is better than not getting time to read. But if you can get time to read, sitting with Prabhupada's books, that is even better, I would say. Thank you.
Thank you,
sir. Thank you. So very brilliant and very sincere. Very sincere questions, Prabhu. Very amazing. So, yeah, correct. Also, what Vedasar Prabhu is doing, youth outreach is so important now, because after Srila Prabhupada created a big wave and went back to Godhead, now in the West there is a great crisis and great challenge because of the postmodern age and the way Prabhu is reaching out to youth with many other devotees and groups of youths in different parts of Atlanta and other places in America. It's a very wonderful thing because Srila Prabhupada wanted youngsters to take to Krishna consciousness very seriously as a life and soul. And this is one of my greatest inspirations in wanting to come to Atlanta and associate with Vedasar Prabhu to watch these things, because I am supposed to come to West 2 times in a year, once during March and once during September. Of course, this September I won't be able to come, but next year, 2021, when I come, I wish to come there and spend some time with him, learning from him, on because I have never done a youth outreach in the West. I have done in India and several places. So that's one of my interests, and it's very, very vital, I would say, for the future of the American temples. Because Prabhupada's disciples have been very sincere, many of them. Many of the ladies are worshipping the deities in many of the American temples, faithfully, Prabhupada's disciples. Many of the men and lady disciples of Prabhupada, when I simply look at them, I feel like crying. They have such sincerity. But now, when that generation is gradually, you know, getting older and going out of the scene, now who will build the cat? Who is going to take Prabhupada's mission in the West ahead further? And many deities have been established in the West, and who will worship them? And who will put up the community and expand the community? And Prabhupada did in a big way. At least we should do in a small way, in our own best way possible. And that is a big challenge for the preachers in the West nowadays. If you dilute the message and give it in a very lucid manner, talking about motivational talks and things like that, then people enjoy it, but then nobody becomes a seriously practicing devotee. On the other hand, if you give a very strong core knowledge of Krishna consciousness, then people have reservations and they raise the eyebrows. So, how to make a balance between the two? So, what Vedasar Prabhu is doing is a very miraculous job. And I actually want to learn how he presents the philosophy in such an interesting way that so many youths are coming forward. In Atlanta temple is becoming a very wonderful, nice temple. So, I look forward when I come next year to Atlanta. And I thank you all for giving me an opportunity to glorify Prabhupada today. And please bless me that, you know, following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas, let me present the Krishna consciousness very purely, without any adulteration, and touch and transform the lives of youth. In India, we did to some degree, we could be doing even more than what we are doing now. Please give me the blessing for gaining the strength by which I'll be able to present to the youth nicely, so more and more youths will come and become committed members of our ISKCON society. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.